Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is a crazy day, you know, as far as it's Thursday that we are recording this. And it also happens to be the day that we have our garbage pickup. So as you can imagine, with all the wind, there was stuff everywhere. I had two different empty baskets, you know, in my driveway that just came down the hill from the wind. And it's crazy. But we got it straightened out. Everybody did their share. You know, neighbors took care of neighbors, and I think we're fine. But it was just... it's so beautiful, but it's deceptive. You know, it's not that warm out there. But nevertheless, we are in spring.
Yeah. Right. And it's
and
windy,
today,
so.
And today, if she were still with us, is my mother's 93rd birthday. And it's just kind of weird to think that she would have been 93. My goodness, I can't even imagine that. But
wow.
Whatever. That was it.
So 93. Well, today is Joseph Moskowitz's birthday.
Yeah.
So Joe is the city manager in Pittston, Pennsylvania, doing a wonderful job there. So big shout out and love to Joe Moskowitz. And my dear friend Deb Dudley's daughter, Cheyenne Dudley, her birthday is today, too. So she turned the big 3-0. 3-0, Lynn.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. So, and she's just a sweet, sweet girl. Sweet. She's a EMT, and she's training to be a paramedic. And she's just a wonderful young girl, and I love her. So happy birthday, Cheyenne Dudley.
I just think that people who do that stuff are wonderful, giving human beings, because we just look to them to help us in some of the most uncomfortable, difficult situations, and they come through. I mean, they just, you know, they're the ones that went into the World Trade Center when everybody was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
well,
just,
anyone
it's
doing that work, yeah.
It's just, to me, it's just such a gift to have people who are committed to doing things like that for the benefit of others. So I say yay to her.
That's right. That's right. She dropped something off that her mother had given her, because Deb lives in Luzerne County and Cheyenne lives in Lackawanna County. So she had dropped something off to me one night, and I had a couple cases of bubbly, not champagne bubbly, but the true bubbly, the sparkling water bubbly. And they were a couple cases on my porch. Somebody dropped them. I don't know, Joe or Randy, somebody. And Cheyenne said, do you want me to bring those in for you? Which I didn't even know they were out there. I said, no, I'll get them. She goes, no. I said, Cheyenne, they're heavy. And she looked at me. She goes, Laurie, do you forget what I do for a living? And I said, yeah, you know what? For a moment I did. Okay, you can bring it in for me. So she picks them up like nothing, you know. And they're just strong, too. They're, you know, all those men and women, they're just strong. And even the smallest and slight of people are very strong because they're lifting bodies and gurneys and stretchers, I should say, and all those kind of things. So
I remember there was a night that that when Pat fell down the steps, and we had, it was about 11:30 at night, and there were two ambulances that came. And because of the fact that it's a townhouse, and there's two sets of steps that are probably 15 steps each, they had to figure out how they were going to get this 200-some-pound person, you know, outside and down into the ambulance. And they actually went outside on the steps, and they have a chair, which I never knew they did. But it's a chair that actually is made of steel. It's very strong. They had him in that chair, and they took him down one step at a time. And I just said, if you can do that, you have to be a very strong person, because that's not an easy thing to do.
And not even being that strong, but then making sure the person in there is okay. You know, you got to make sure they're not moving or falling out, or, you know, it's not an easy gig, but it's very rewarding, I'm sure. And so hats off to anyone and all who do. My favorite, as you know, my favorite firemen, policemen, EMTs, paramedics, all those. And it never fails when you see people with ambulances or whatever, when they're, I saw this on Mulberry Street yesterday. An ambulance was coming, was heading west on Mulberry Street, and there were cars at the red light. And it was so funny, Lynn. So the phone, the light changed, and I guess the person thought they shouldn't move and just stay put. And the ambulance is behind her, like blaring its siren, and she's just like sitting there, not doing anything, just sitting there. And I'm like, oh my God. So, I'm screaming to her, lady, move. People just, they freeze, I think, sometimes. They just don't know
what to do. They're not sure what to do.
Exactly. They're trying to do it right, and they end up freezing. So,
Right. So if you stop and it gives the ambulance an opportunity to go around you, sometimes that's the right thing to do. And other times, you got to get out of the way. So I just think there's a lot of confusion that people just don't know what to do, especially when you're in the situation where you have two lanes going in the same direction. It's easier if it's one, you know, but I don't think they teach us that when we take our student driver education. Regardless, it's good. These people who do this are just really, they're my heroes. They really are.
Yep. So what else happened? What else did you do this weekend? Any news, any scoop?
No, I found out that Patrick and I were eligible to have our second shingles shot. That's a lot of second shingles shot. Can't say that too fast. Because I thought that we had to get it done within the second shot within 6 months of having the first one. And the guy at the Rite Aid pharmacy said to me, no, as long as you have to wait at least 6 months in order to get the second one. I said, well, you know, we've had this the reason we didn't get the second one was because it was that March when we were supposed to get the second one, and that's when the world shut down because of COVID. And so I thought, okay, well, I guess we missed that. But then I found out the other day, yes, we can go back and get it. So we did. And I'm glad we did, because there's there are some instances in the family where people have developed shingles. And I don't know if you know anybody who's ever had it, but boy, it is awful. It's just constant
Myers had
pain.
It, Lynn. Myers had it.
Where?
Yeah, he had shingles on the side of his face, down his neck, and on the side of his back. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just an awful thing. So if there's some way to protect yourself from it, then I'm all for it. So we took that on this week. And last weekend, we really didn't do much of anything. You know, we just hung around here, and we did take a trip up to the lake on Sunday. I just wanted to check the house and make sure everything was fine, and it was. So that was a nice little trip, and I'm looking forward to getting up there. I think we might just go up there for the summer and live there, because I know that during COVID we did that, and it was successful. We were able to do it. So having had that experience, we can now say, yeah, let's go do it.
And we'll be up several times while you're there.
That's fine. Perfect. I will alert the spiders.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I didn't say on the boat in my own little corner. In my own little corner. In my own little chair. I will be whatever I want to be. And I will be there. So
that's
how it works.
That sounds good.
Randy came over this week on Sunday, Randy and Doug and Meyer and I, and we had a little cookout on Sunday for the first time on the deck, minus the awning, because my awning is not up yet. So we were out and we pulled the chairs on, even though they were all out, but they were being, you know, hosed down and let the rain get at them after they were put, you know, underneath the tarp all winter. And so we pulled them in just to have that. And we had Meyer clean the grill, and we had hot dogs on the grill outside on Sunday. And it was lovely to be outside on the deck without the, as I call it, the lid was not on yet, but it'll get there.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was nice to do it.
Yeah, I'm anxious for us to get the grill cranked up and get going out there, because it's really the neighbors we have now are really wonderful, warm people. I enjoy their company a lot, and they have kayaks, and I would just love to say, excuse me, do you mind if I take your kayak out? Because I love to do kayaking on the lake. It's really nice. It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But again, it is something that every time I look at what is in the house, what needs to be done, I think that there's a lot of stuff that we can haul away. That's a lot of junk that's been sitting around for way too many years and not used. And so that's going to be a big project this summer, is to get rid of the junk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And much of it will be junk that Mr. D doesn't know that we are getting out of the basement, because I don't think I can even tell you the last time he's been in the basement. At least 5 years. He won't even know. He won't know what's gone. And so I'm going to use that to my advantage and get rid of some of the junk that is down there. And that's good. And I found out, did you notice today when you were at Sanderson, that the Goodwill store that's there in the strip mall that's perpendicular to Sanderson State Street, they have busted through one of the walls to the next store, and the store, it will become now two places bigger. I said, that's good. That gives me more stuff I can get rid of. I love it.
Yeah,
that would be wonderful.
No, I did not. I didn't pay attention to that. But okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. No matter what we have, we always, that's what my plan is, to do that too. I actually did that in the one closet because I had in my house, because there's a washer and dryer going in there. So there was stuff that were in bags. I just needed to go through everything, and I filled three more bags. I cleaned out two drawers. And one, well, more than that, and put everything, got rid of stuff. So it's, there's a good sense of cleansing when that, you feel cleansed in so many ways.
I think it's it feels so good when you do that.
Yes.
You know, it really is.
And in the
is.
Meantime, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Solari and Lynchon. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da! Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm that's devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is fundraising, PR, and special event business.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. So what are we? What do you have on your agenda today?
Oh, I have a couple fun things.
Okay.
This one I think is really good. You and I can talk about this because we certainly know that we know enough millennials that can actually be a part of this conversation. And it was funny to me because, again, it's one of those things that when I heard this the first time, it was something that I was, as they would say, taken aback by it. But then I understood what it meant, and I thought, okay, I get it. It's a whole new way of talking. And it's the name of this article is Hay is for Horses, How to and Not to Talk with Seniors. Okay, so this first one says, the guy who wrote this, he said, as a youth, when we wanted to get someone's attention, we might have yelled, hey. When my folks first heard me do that, they said, hey is for horses, because it's impolite to try and get attention by yelling hey. Nowadays, so many emails, voicemails, video mails, etc., begin with, hey, fill in your name. And that's just how it is. It's just the way of addressing people. Instead of saying hi, you say hey. Okay.
Right.
So this guy said, my first reaction is, as you might expect, hey is for horses.
For horses.
I don't usually say it. What?
No, that's what I said. I was thinking his first reaction is, hey, it's for horses. Okay.
Yes, exactly. I don't usually say it out loud, but I do think it and realize it's not meant as my parents thought. Nevertheless, as a senior, he finds it less than respectful. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I wonder how many other seniors think that, and I wonder whether younger professionals think about how seniors respond to modern expressions. He said, my point is for, and he said this is for financial advisors, but you can take this basically anywhere. So he said, people who focus on seniors as prospects and clients, it would be more appropriate to be aware of words that were not in our vocabulary when we were younger. Language can be important to some seniors. This is a reminder to know your client and know them in detail. He said, we are in the relationship business, not the product business. And the more you know about your clients, the better and more relevant your actions can be. Can you imagine addressing a client named Michael by Mickey? And I thought, unless it's Mickey McDonald.
Yeah, I like Mickey.
I know, I do too. But, you know, I was always introduced to Mickey McDonald as Mickey. You know, I just don't. But he says he thinks that's, you know, not the right thing to do. He said, I noted above I've been addressed as Dave, but my preferred name is David. There's a reason for that, which is personal, and you wouldn't know unless you asked. It was what my mom called me, and when she passed away, it became my preferred moniker. And then he puts in parentheses, for younger folks, moniker means name. Okay. So he says, I suggest calling people Mr. or Mrs., Mr. or Ms., until they suggest calling them by their first names. If necessary, you can ask what they prefer to be called. They will likely state their first name, but it's often because they want to be seen as friendly rather than it being their preference. I would stick with Ms. or Mr. and have a senior suggest an alternative. Many or most will do so. You may note that most doctors will call you Ms. or Mr. despite you asking them to call you by your first name. Most don't unless they're also friends. Many seniors, including myself, mostly show the same respect back by referring to them as doctor. Now, that's one thing that I got to say, step aside from this and say, it has always bugged me. And it's not so much the doctors that do this. It's their administrative staff and professional staff who do it. When they tell you, they bring you into an examining room, and they do all their stuff. And then when they leave, they say, doctor will be with you shortly. All right, doctor who? You know, what bothers me is we don't say, attorney will be with you shortly. We don't say CPA will be with you shortly. We say their names. But for some reason, or what?
We don't say, or we don't say radio talk show host will be with you.
Exactly. Right. I don't say, people don't say financial planner will be with you shortly.
Yeah, or Fidelity Banker will be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an issue with all of those designations. I get that you worked hard to get them. I get all that, but like, you know, get over yourself.
Yeah, that's what I think. And it's
and most people don't, Lynn. I find younger, like my age, how about me saying younger, but they don't get hung up on that. They don't get hung up on that like the older clan did with the doctor and attorney and this and that, and like, you know, big deal.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
There's a woman who is probably in her early 40s, who is a neurologist that has worked with Patrick for years. And whenever she walks in, she introduces herself by her full name. It doesn't even say doctor. And I think it opens up some space to be honest and to talk about things without the stiffness and the rigidity of the names. Now, this guy basically is saying that that's the way it's supposed to be done. That's how you have respect. I don't think so. I disagree with that. But anyway, we'll go back to this. But doctor, okay. So then he says there are other words that were not in our vocabulary a half century or so ago. It took me a long time to figure out the word hack. And I don't think I ever got a real definition. As far as I knew, hack was to cut with rough or heavy blows, as in hack off the dead branches. It also has come to mean, as we see in many articles and stories, using a computer to gain unauthorized access to data in a system. We also meant a hack was someone not good at what they were doing or supposed to be doing. Instead, I more recently learned a hack is a special way of doing things that may help do it faster or better. It's like a shortcut or unique approach to performing a task. And I agree with him. The first time I heard that or read it, I said, what do you mean a hack? I don't understand that. Well, okay. Now I know.
Well, and there was also the old term that people still use, political hack. You know, I mean, they're not nice.
Yeah, it's not a compliment.
Yeah.
It's not a compliment.
No, correct. No.
So, you know, that's the thing that I think is weird. Then he says an example might be use this hack to get around the limitations of a maximum number of searches in free LinkedIn. He said, by the way, I don't have a hack for that. But when I looked for popular slang on Google, there are many words, most of which I hadn't heard before. One word was lit, L-I-T. Historically, he says up until last week, it meant drunk. Apparently, it now means the ever-popular cool, which goes back decades. It also means dope, which apparently means the same thing, although we knew it as, well, you know, I wouldn't want to admit an understanding of the word. I said, okay.
Right. Well, if you're watching the first ladies documentary series that they have out. So did you watch it at all?
No, I didn't.
What? Okay, so at one point, the guy who plays Barack Obama, and maybe he said that to Michelle in real life, I don't know, but he says, you're going to be a dope first lady. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to me, years ago, dope would be you're a ding-dong. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
exactly.
And I know what it means now, but it's like, I would never use that. I wouldn't even care because I hate that word. I mean, I might say you're a dope if you are, but not dope meaning what they say it is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a compliment. Again, it's not at all.
Right. Here you go.
And then there's some other ones. You said you can look up the newest teen slang yourself with a simple Google search, such as the newest slang words. You will find YOLO, FOMO, Gucci, Salty, Snatched, period T. The T is not a typo. Spill the tea, and many more. Look up Netflix and chill if you want a lesson, or POS for a definition that's not point of sale. As the now popular Karen, which apparently is becoming more broadly typically used for a middle-aged white woman who seems to be personally offended by almost any solution that another person comes up with. Now, have you heard that? Karen?
Oh, yeah. Well, Karen, they're supposedly, like, mean, too. That Karen is, like, you're a real Karen. I'm trying to remember something happened with someone, and they said that. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, I know that one.
Well, okay, that was news to me. All right. He said, just a suggestion, but when you're speaking with Medicare recipients, use the 1955 Webster's, which also excludes to say yes. To avoid getting a no rather than a nah. The more you know about your clients, the better and more relevant your words and actions can be. I thought that was a great, just a great article, because he said some things that, you know, like some of those words, I never heard them before, but I could go look them up and find out. Maybe I understand
But Lynn, now you sound like Shirley. Don't call me Shirley. Because she probably said that. I know my mother and my grandmother did. They had no idea which words were which and what it meant and why we were using them. So it's all like cyclical. We all do the same thing. So
yeah,
I know.
And I think, you know, when I'm around Tyler or Jess, and I listen to them speak, that there's nothing I hear them say that I don't understand.
Me either, with my kids. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think you've ever heard it anyway, but whatever. I mean, it's a rite of passage that everybody has their own interpretations of language that we've used for a long time. And like I said, I remember first time somebody said hey to me, I just thought that was rude. But now it's just common. It's just very common. So, anyway,
that it is.
I think we'll take a short break here, and we will be back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC, CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. So, Lynn, we have no guest expert today, except for me, because we have an extra Saturday. So yeah. We decided that we would talk specifically about an event that Broadway Theater is doing, which we do every year. It's called the Sam and Jane Callie Star Award, and it's presented to someone in our community who supports the arts and believes in the arts and is a great someone who we believe is an example of what we would like anyone in our community to look up to and to believe in. And this year, the award, it was supposed to be 2 years ago, but due to COVID, we had to postpone it not once, not twice, not three times. Well, it was three times, excuse me. And we decided instead of we were going to do something in person this month, actually today, which we're taping on the 28th. Of April, and we decided due to all the uncertainty with COVID that we would do a virtual presentation, a virtual tribute, and we would employ the services of Posture Interactive. Tony Bartocci is the principal, and Joey Zarcone is the artistic director, and they do a wonderful job. We talked to Tony when we decided. Tony's on our board of directors at Broadway. And when we decided, Bernie Ross and Marlene Salmon and I, with Frank Lozzi, we sat in his office and we thought, what, we need to do something and not postpone this again, but do it right. So Tony said, well, let me send you an example of what we did for the Everhart Museum, and they did a video tribute due to COVID for June and Bob Lettieri for the Lois Carney Award. And so he sent it to us, and wow, it was wonderful. And we thought this would be a great, great thing to do. So we decided we were going to go ahead with that plan. We sent it to Sandra, and she looked at it and thought it was great. And so we have been, for the last several weeks, working on getting this done. I did all the interviewing. We used the Cultural Center as the backdrop for all of the interviewees, minus Sandra and Maury, and we went to their home to do that. And where Brian Kelly, who is the president, chairman of our board, gave the award and he presented it to them at their home, and they filmed some of the Myers home, which is absolutely beautiful and filled with incredible pieces of art, and it's just beautiful. They have this big square dining table that everybody talked about when they were interviewed, and it was just a lovely, lovely morning and a great afternoon here at the Cultural Center when we did the interviewing of her son, David Myers, her nephew, her grandson, Sam Myers, her best friend, Sally Bolin, and Matt Myers, not to be confused with Sandra and Maury. He's M-E-Y-E-R-S. Matt Meyer, actually, it is. And he's a professor at the University of Scranton. And then we interviewed, we spoke to Frank and to Brian Kelly, and then we interviewed the Maury and Sandra at their home and presented it. It was such a wonderful experience for me to really hear about them, to know some of their family. And so it's going to tonight, which is the April 28th, which we are taping. You'll listen to this on Saturday, the 30th. But you can go on any time to BroadwayNEPA.com, all caps, BroadwayNEPA.com, and you can view the video, see the ad, the wonderful program book that we had prior to canceling the last one in September. And it's all on there. It's beautiful, the sponsors and everyone who contributed. And it's just it's just going to be beautiful. So it's launching tonight. And go on and please take a look at it, because they are two incredible people. They're a wonderful couple who just believe in the arts. And we just have a wonderful time interviewing them, talking to them, doing this, and putting this all together. And it's a first for me to do something this way. So, and it was documentary style on my end. I mean, I wasn't on air. You can't hear me at all either. It's just that I'm the one who asked the questions, and then it was recorded. So it's going to be beautiful, Lynn, so please take a look at it.
Yeah, tell me again, tell everybody again where we can find this interview.
Anytime, anywhere, go to Broadway, NEPA.com, BROADWAY NEPA.com, and you can see the video along with the program book with some nice sentiments of people, and we had wonderful sponsors, which I would like to tell you, because of course that means everything when you're doing this. So it's our presenting sponsor, as it usually is on a yearly basis, is Fidelity Bank. We had a gold sponsor from the Gelb Foundation. We had silver sponsors of Stanley and Marion Bergman Family Charitable Fund, Myers, Breyer and Kelly, LLP, PNC Bank, PS Bank, Realty Network Group, Mark DiStefano, and Henry Schein, Inc. We also have at the bronze level, Brian J. Kelly Esquire, Benjamin Eisler, John Carney, Elizabeth S. Cecil, and David Wagner, and the University of Scranton. So we got a lot of good help there from people who believe in this and believe in the Myers family. And that's all what it's about, is that people think, you know what, we're going to support this. And most people, Lynn, I have to say, because so many people had paid in advance and then we had to cancel it, when I called all of them back, everybody, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody but two people who will remain nameless, have asked for their money back for the ticket. They said, no, please, please keep it as a donation. We're happy to do it. We would have been happy to support Maury and Sandra, but we're happy to keep for Broadway to keep the donation. So the Myers family have helped us raise a considerable amount of money for Broadway Theater. And as you know, one of our years were completely canceled due to COVID, and this year was, held but pushed back a little bit, and we had to move things around, but it all worked out. We have two more shows coming up. One is Blue Man Group, and I'm not sure of the dates on that, but Stomp is June 1st and 2nd, and those are, they're add-ons. They're not part of the season, so if anybody wants to go, they can call the Cultural Center, 3570-344-1111, and that's to buy single tickets, or if you're a season ticket holder, you can call the Broadway Theater at 570-342-7784, and Mary Jean or Frank will help you with that. But it's you go on and look at Lynn, it's beautiful, and what they've done, and just the way they speak, and just they're so elegant and so good at what they do in this community. We're very blessed to have them.
Now, if you had not done this by video, would this have been something that you would have done during or before or something, one of the plays? Or is this
No, we used to do it on a Saturday night, just a different time altogether. We used to do it on Saturday, and then we decided that this year we were switching it up and we were going to do it on a weekday. Because I will tell you, what's happening in the business world, and not just due to COVID, it was even prior to COVID, a lot of people just don't want their weekends taken up by sponsoring an event and then trying to get their employees to go on the weekend. So we decided that we were going the way that most people are, doing it during the week, and had planned doing it, which is tonight, a Thursday night, the 28th, at the Cultural Center. It was going to be, I don't know, have you ever gone to the Lackawanna Pro Bono event, Lynn, that's held at the Cultural Center? Well, it's a beautifully done event, and we decided that we would do that and, present this and do like what we always done, but not make it a formal gala. It would be a very casual type event, for everybody to come after work so they could feel comfortable, and come in for 2.5 hours. And we felt that's what we were going to do. So next year we do have a date held for the November event, but it will be a Thursday. We are going to stick to that plan and see how that goes. Personally, I know from a standpoint of getting money and sponsors who believe in it, they're happier when it's during the week because most people will go right after work versus having to give up their weekends. So
right.
Yeah. It works out.
That's good. So had it not been a COVID issue, and let's assume that by next year we won't have to deal with this, this would be something that is live and the presentation is live, or you're going to do again what you did for this year?
No, right now we're planning on doing the live presentation, but I will tell you the difference. When we do a live presentation, we do not have people from their family and friends to come and speak about what they right. think about the individual. There, it's yeah. usually they speak themselves, and Brian and Frank will speak, and there's nobody who comes up. That brought a whole different level to my, at least to me and to most people who paid attention to it now and who have seen this. It just opens you up to understanding more. And Brian Kelly and I, we even talked about it at the board meeting the other day, and he said the same thing. You get a whole different perspective. You think you know people, but when you sit and listen to people interviewed about the people you're honoring, it takes on a whole new way of looking at them, what they do, and what this award is and how we do it. So I hope at some point, it is scheduled for in person in 2023, but I hope at some point we can continue and incorporate some of these video presentations, because I think it's just the way to go. I think in addition to what we do now, one thing we do, which is different than everyone else who does an event, is I interview people during happy hour. And I go up to key people in the audience while they're during happy hour, and I ask them to tell me a little bit about why they're here to support whomever. And then we Mark McGlory from ECTV will go in and turn that video right around. And when we start the performance, when we start the show that night before dinner, we have that playback of the video of me interviewing everybody. So it is a little bit of a twist, and we kind of do that for people. But for people to go in and see it on a web, its own landing page, I think now that we have that, we can probably transfer what we do or incorporate an incorporation of the two, or just do two, because it certainly does not hurt.
Right.
So
well, it sounds like you may have come up with something, not necessarily by intention, but because of COVID, that might be something you want to do forever.
Well, maybe, but we just got the idea because Tony sent us the Everhearts, which when I talked to Bob Lettieri, he said to me, "Laurie, in all honesty, I'm happy we have this because I have it for archival purposes, which I would not have had otherwise." So he said, I was thrilled we did it this way. So, yeah. I mean, you know, you get both sides, so I think it's good. But anyway, so hats off to Sandra and Maury Myers. Please, if you want to see this video and this video tribute, visit Broadway, BROADWAYNEPA.com at any time and see what you think about it.
Okay.
And that's all I can say. So I guess we're going to take leave of everyone. So have a good weekend. Thank you all for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.